It's Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Is Taylor Swift about to embark on a huge feud with Adele? I got that story coming up in the dirt.
Oh, no. Here we go.
It's going to be a good one. Oh, yes.
You know, I don't like how they pit the girls against each other, but if it was two guys like that, I have an idea. It has to do with record sales, right?
Or no, something that Adele said in her Rolling Stone interview. That might have been some shade thrown Taylor Swift's way.
Okay, well, then I'll reserve my judgment.
You know, on Friday, we learned something about Ryan that I had no idea. We've known the guy for a couple of years.
Yeah.
We've worked with him every day since the beginning of the year. And he revealed something in the producer's podcast that I had no idea about the kid.
I'm trying to think. We do the producer's podcast on Fridays after the show. If you haven't listened to it, it's definitely got information on us, on the happenings and stuff that you're not going to get on the air. And yeah, now I know exactly what you're talking about that we learned on the producer's podcast.
The producer's podcast, it's Ryan's way. He kind of recaps the week. Some questions are left hanging during the show, during the week. We might talk about something. We don't give a follow-up. Ryan does follow-up on topics and just kind of puts a nice little closure on each week. And in the producer's podcast, he was talking about his attorney or something about his attorney and everything. And then I just asked him a question. You want to play the audio?
Yeah, do we have it?
I got it
okay,
right here.
Okay, let's play it.
So then I asked him this question on Friday. Have you been in prison?
Wow, we were shocked. Ryan has been in jail over tickets? Parking tickets?
Yeah, we're being a dumb dumb.
Speeding tickets.
Speeding tickets.
How many?
Oh, probably like four or five.
Oh, Ryan.
Four or five unpaid speeding tickets?
Yes. It was over, I don't know, probably a two-year time or a year time, something like that.
Why didn't you just pay your ticket?
Literally, just because I was young and dumb, like lazy. It was pure laziness.
How old were you when this happened?
Probably between like either around 20, 21, something like that.
So you get pulled over and you think you're just going to get another ticket and the cop takes your license and he runs your license and your plates and everything and he comes back and he says...
Well, set
the scene. Where were you? Where in town?
I was in Summerlin.
Okay.
Over by, over on Town Center where the roundabouts are.
Yeah?
And he pulls me over because I have my taillight is out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh man, I'm probably going to get in trouble. Because I knew I had the tickets. I just hadn't taken care of them. So I was like, oh, I'm probably going to get in trouble this time. And he comes out, he writes me the ticket. And here was the key that I knew I was in trouble, was he asked me to get out of the car. Yeah, he's like, get out of the car. I'm like, oh. And I get out and he has me sign the ticket. And at this point, now in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm going to get away. Maybe he's going to let me go. And then he says, all right, turn around, put your hands behind your back.
Oh, no. Now, what were you thinking at this moment? Like, was your life flashing before your eyes?
Honestly, I was thinking, I need to talk to my mom.
Mommy!
Oh, my gosh.
Poor young Ryan is cruising through Summerlin. Town center, hitting the circles. Life is good.
Roundabouts are awesome.
He's got his music play. He's playing.
Yeah. You were right by my house.
Yeah.
And so he handcuffs you. Does he throw you into the car? Does he gently push your head down? Is he mean? Is he nice? What happened?
He was stern. I'll say that. Like, I could tell that he had dealt with youth. Like, of my ilk, and he was, I'm not buying any of your...
Wait. He was stern. I could tell you, dealt with youth of my ilk.
I could tell...
What the hell is ilk?
I like these terms.
I could tell that he had dealt with kids who had tried to talk their way out of being in trouble
before.
Oh,
okay.
So there was nothing I was going to be able to say...
To get out of it,
yeah. So, the one thing I do remember is that they have, in the back seat, it's molded to fit your arms... And the way he put me in, my hand was all messed up. Like, it was really, really hurting. And I was begging him. I was like, please, my hand hurts. Just come fix whatever you did.
Did he feel the need to, like, did you, like, say, do we need the cuffs? Because, I mean, obviously, you have to go to jail for these unpaid tickets, but you're not a violent criminal. So did you think about pleading with him? Like, hey, I'm not going to try to escape. Can you leave the cuffs off me?
No, I didn't think of that. But when I got to the jail, they were very surprised because I was bigger at the time. So they were very surprised that the officer had only used one pair of handcuffs on me.
Oh, that's why your arms hurt,
yeah,
then, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You needed the extended seatbelt they have on the airplanes? You need the extended cuff?
They put like three or four. It's like those rings you make for the holidays that go on your Christmas tree. You make out of construction paper in your class. You just have like six or seven pairs of rings.